It's just a pleasure to welcome back Arch Crawford from Crawford Perspectives. Over four decades of experience divining patterns within the astronomical anomalies using technical analysis as well. Welcome back, Arch Crawford.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. And before the show, we were discussing this very unique, fast radio burst from deep space found, believe it or not, by Harvard and confirmed all around the world. And there are beacons, music, and things that sound very otherworldly, Arch. I don't know. Do you think this is just a Department of Defense new communication?
I know that there have been aliens working in our high level in our government in math and physics that aren't even known by most of the other people in the government. It's a most secret thing that there is. And now the Chinese have landed stuff on the far side of the moon where they're supposed to be hanging out over there.
Don't forget Ramanujan. If you look in his equations, it's very difficult to even begin to decipher. And he had just booklets and booklets filled with things that are still 50 years later, they're trying to begin to grasp. And it all just came to him. I mean, I haven't seen it. I think that's called The Man Who Loved Only Numbers. That movie was on the life of Paul Erdős, the mathematician who was also autistic. Fascinating. So you can see that free, by the way, on YouTube. Yeah, it was close. It had Jeremy Irons in it and an Indian fellow. Right. Srinivasa Ramanujan is the subject. And of course, he was a astounding mathematician who at a very early age just became enraptured by mathematics. Then he became deathly ill. And so he was unable to do much of anything other than math. It's a fascinating story. I've read his biography at least four times. And frankly, my favorite is one you and I have discussed, which of course is an imaginary tale of the square root of -1. You start to unlock the world of complex numbers. And so, you know, I spent a whole Saturday afternoon, boring day, just tinkering around with, you know, the square root of -1. Well, that equals I. So all you have to do is just transfer the square root via a square, and you find out that I squared equals -1. And if you start to use the little graph, you know, with instead of just a number line, but you have a vertical and where they intersect, you can see that it's a giant spiral. It's a giant circle there. This all kind of ties back in with the fact to divine patterns in the heavens, and that's harmonics.
Solicitations in the Hebrew language is desire of desires, that which hangeth in that region which is negatively existent in the ancient one.
And one of the more interesting stories you talked about before the show, about Al Bielek and how he claimed to transport to a different galaxy, the Andromeda Galaxy, I think you said, and Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, Alpha Centauri. He said he was on a planet of Alpha Centauri, and that he went through a wormhole to get there, worked all day, came back home in time for dinner.
Occam's Razor says, let's be objective first and then subjective. So the first thing that came to my mind was, well, DOD's top secret project, they need to have fast burst communications from a satellite, and that each 2 seconds of this fast radio burst arch contains 23 minutes times 40 of compressed information. This one little 10-second radio burst, 10 or 15-second radio burst, required more energy than our entire sun to send, because they claim it came just from a neutron star. What I believe, if this is found to be authentic, Arch, they piggybacked it. Some race somewhere, or it interfered with the signal from the neutron star. Let's send them a little galactic Rosetta Stone, or NASA Golden Record, because there's beacons, and then after the beacons comes amphibian-like gibberish. If I were, let's say, a science fiction writer, we don't know what level we're sending to, and we don't know what type of creature we're sending to. It might be an insectoid, it might be fish planet, it might be a cuttlefish, or an octopus, or a squid, a humanoid, a mammal, a bird. You don't know. Are you on a large planet where the gravity's strong? Or are you on a planet with, like us, weaker gravity, a computer, or a digital, a silicon race, or a carbon-based race? Onto the markets today. Let's just jump right in. Did you continue your monthly strategy of buying puts into the stock market sell-off? And what do you see?
NASDAQ 100s had rallied back up to a down-sloping neckline of an important pattern, and it had been a breakaway gap at the bottom of it, and I said there's this exhaustion gap up near the top of that downtrending neckline. And I just sent that out to just everybody and posted it on LinkedIn and Facebook and Google Plus. That was the top rally of the rally in the NASDAQ 100, and it collapsed from there. And I posted on Facebook that I would short the market before the 2 o'clock FOMC announcement, which was the exact top.
Well, maybe we should ask you to fund some of our research here with some of these new earned profits into looking for an alien coat. If this is legit, again, very low probability. But if it is, this happens to be a repeating fast radio burst. There will be more. I think it wouldn't be hard to see there might be an intriguing business model. People would start to speculate there's another fast radio burst coming. But again, you know, the file is available for everyone at Harvard. You know, you can download it, anyone who's interested. This stock market sell-off. Have we seen the bottom? A lot of folks seem to think we've seen the bottom.
Pattern that has happened many times in the past where it has a top and it drops off the first leg and then it rallies back up to the 50-day moving averages, which is still in a steep decline. And then the 50-day moving averages, they turn back down and then crash. And we're just back up to the 50-day moving averages now, so we haven't really had the crash. And then we're coming into a three-day holiday with Martin Luther King closed up on Monday. And in the meantime, in the middle of the weekend, is the most powerful supermoon lunar eclipse in a long, long time. At 1 degree, at 0 degrees of Leo. So I'm...
Okay, let's bump on over to the gold market. A lot of interest waking up there. We find out that China just increased their gold stockpile, their reserves. We've also heard that in 27 currencies, gold is reaching all-time highs. That's not quite the U.S. dollar, but in these alternative currencies.
Potential bottoming pattern, and then the neckline is at about 1365 to 1380, closer to the 1365 on this end of it. In the meantime, there was a rising trend channel line from middle of 2016, which broke down in June, and we've come back up to that, which is now resistance, which it was supposed to support it. And it's now resistance, and it's back up to that trend line. Trend channel line, the bottom of a trend channel that had been going up. So I'm saying that I think the greater likelihood is we'll get some pullback from that, but a break above 1300 on volume and momentum could turn the tables and have to say, well, maybe this is more serious uptrend. But I'm not going to be long-term super bullish on it until it breaks up through the five-year neckline at 1365 to 1380.
Interesting. So we're still not quite at a technical point, an inflection point, where we can definitively say the bear market is over, or at least the bear phase.
Well, gold, the most positive thing it's done in quite a while is consolidating underneath the 200-week moving average. And it finally broke up out of it at about 1230, 35. Then we've had this very, very strong short-term move up to the heavier resistance level now. We'll see how much it pulls back, if it stays above the 200-week moving average, things like that. But it's going to need some more work, whether it's a straight line breakout straight up. It's still going to have to complete technical patterns before I'm super bullish on it. But I said in the last and get out quickly if things go wrong, to put a toe back in the water, but I wouldn't recommend it for normal investors. But, you know, again, you have to be sophisticated somewhat as a trader to with the risk.
Yeah, it's very tricky, even with play money. But I do recommend Thinkorswim at TD Ameritrade for folks. They give you $100,000 play money, and it's a fantastic platform. Tinker with that for a few years before you put a single dollar into trading. Because, as you know, the fastest way to make $1 million, you know, to end up with $1 million account as a trader, Arch, is to start trading with a $1 billion account. Over the past few years, you've had an uncanny ability to pinpoint difficult times in the markets. Oftentimes, you seem to have a grasp on volatility within political world. This is not a political show. I'm a political atheist. I can never remember any period as politically unstable as Washington seems to be today. Half of Europe, the city streets are on fire right now. I'm not convinced we couldn't see something similar here. I don't want to upset people. I don't want no fear porn, as they call it today. However, I would point out the EBT cards. Approximately 50 million households rely on EBT cards, food stamp debit cards. What I'm hearing is in many places they can't accept the food stamp debit cards anymore because of the government shutdown. Does the French Revolution and the Widowmaker and La Guillotine start to sound familiar? I'm just a little concerned about serious yellow vest style or worse unrest.
Well, we're getting extreme this weekend, about as extreme as it gets. So I'm looking for it would not be surprising to see terrorist activity or people uprising within the country. I'm not going to say any more. The most destructive things will come in with the Saturn-Pluto in 2020, much worse than whatever we get now.
If you were to speculate, you're seeing some signs that may be parallel the disturbing type of social unrest that seems to be brewing just below the surface in North America and Europe. It just seems like things like extreme polarity between both sides politically here just don't seem to bode well. Add in the government shutdown. I guess that maybe the key takeaway is maybe start thinking defensively with your portfolio.
Well, yes, but I'd say this is a long, long-term situation that's been building for decades. Both the Republicans have been going along with the movement towards socialism and communism, which has totally taken over the Democratic Party, has largely taken over the Republican Party too, and that's why so many of the Republicans hate Trump, because he's actually trying to take us back to a constitutional republic. The grassroots people said enough of this, of all these promises to us, and then never following through to protect our way of life. We're going to do something different that you don't like, and hopefully it'll drain the swamp. So all of the swamp people, including the rhinos and the dream radicals, it's been building a long time, and this is the first time someone has risen up and said enough is enough in decades. But we're coming also up to the period where what's his name that wrote after the Revolutionary War came and looked over everything from France and wrote that the problem with a democracy is it always goes to a strong man, because once the people discover that they can vote themselves largesse, you have to have someone come in strong enough and say, you can't have any more candy.
I know who you're referring to. He did make a very interesting point. He said, America is great because she is good. The people ever cease being decent, good folks, America will cease to be great. And the question I pose to you and the listeners is, are we good? And if not, then are we losing our greatness? What good is salt if it loses its saltiness? It's nothing more than sand.
The salt have lost his savor, what good is it but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot?
And, of course, I am certainly no saint. Really quickly turning into a complain-a-thon. Arch Garvard, thanks so much. And if you could tell folks maybe a little bit more about the must-have material that they can find through your hotlines as well as your webpage.
Well, the CrawfordPerspectives.com is the location, but you can always just Google Arch Crawford, and it'll take you there, and it'll have our phone numbers and our emails, and we are definitely like you. We like to talk to people, and if we convince them to send money, that'll be fine too.
Fantastic. Well, Arch, I'm going to send over, as promised, the 6 series Frank Herbert's Dune must read in just a neat little text format over to your email in just a few minutes. And we also have another book we've been trying to send to you for a decade. And we will keep you apprised of this intriguing, although uncertain, story about communications through the fast radio burst.
Very good, sir.
Blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. Goldseek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.